This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw the importance of keeping our own life spiritually healthy if we want to help others we encounter who have a need. When we sense or judge that their need requires corrective words or action, stop before you act and make sure you examine your own heart. We often see faults in others that we have been unwilling to deal with in our own lives. First, deal with your own need, then you can help others. When it says in Matthew 7:1, "Do not judge," we need to remember to judge ourselves first and find corrective solutions. Only then reach out and help. The reason for this is the warning: in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. This is not saying do not judge at any time, in any situation, even though you know that a situation requires corrective action. If you know the potential consequences could hurt you, but you care about a person in need, in humility, take the courageous step to help and trust God to work it out for both them and you. Paul did this as described in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. The church in Corinth was not dealing with the immoral actions of a member in the church. Paul writes in verse 3, "I have already passed judgment on the one who did this." Then he challenges the church to pass judgment and excommunicate that person. They did this. Later, the guilty man repented. Then Paul encouraged the church to lovingly forgive and welcome him back into fellowship. Check all of this out in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11.